I feel like it was just so not, you know, spoken about in my family. And I have a lot of thoughts about this topic because it's me. Hi everyone. Welcome back to my channel. I did an episode earlier today and I felt compelled to do another episode a couple hours later because I thought about talking about this. And it's not really talked about in my family. I don't really see it talked about anywhere, really. So I'm going to talk about it, and I hope that some people can relate. Well, I mean, I don't hope that some people can relate, but I just know that some people can relate, if that makes sense. So sorry, I'm like nasally. So I came out as bisexual, I think when I was like 19 or 20, and it's been like the weirdest fucking journey ever, because I feel like there's so much to talk about. So I might sound very ADHD on this episode, and I don't even care, because I'm just gonna say everything that I feel like I need to say. So when I first came out, obviously, like my dad and I don't mean to say this in like a bad way, because like I still love my dad, and like I don't want to offend people. He's homophobic. It's kind of like when I came out as bisexual, I felt like I was getting a backhanded compliment with people saying that, you know, we're supportive of you, but then making the homophobic comments years like later still. Like, it's kind of like, okay, we support you, but then like years later it's like, oh, don't hang out with the lesbians, they're gonna turn you. So I felt like it was always like that, in a sense, like a backhanded like compliment, like that kind of feeling. And I also have sense that, like, you know, when I tell people I'm bisexual, and I'm not saying everyone reacts this way, but some people like are genuinely shocked, and they're like, oh, like you seemed straight. And I'm just like, I feel kind of lost sometimes, because, you know, like how do I seem bisexual? Like, how do I make it more normal for me? Like, I feel like it's not, I feel like for me, it's like people get shocked, and like every time I bring up that I'm bisexual, I either get like, oh, I didn't know you were bisexual, or like, oh my God, love who you want to love, like over and over and over. And it's never like a normal conversation. Like, and I mean for it to be a normal conversation. It's like, oh yeah, I'm bi. And then it's like, okay, like that's cool. Would you eat later, earlier? You know, but it's always like, oh my God, love who you want to love. And I'm like, I'm just kind of sick of like the overcompensational feeling for it. If this do I make sense? I hope I do. It's like saying, like, you know, like, oh, I'm marrying a guy and you're straight. And they're like, oh my God, like, can you imagine hearing like, love who you want to love all the time? And, but then it's like, I hear that side, like the over support. It's like almost kind of like too supportive, where I feel like it's fake. I hope that makes sense. And then on the other hand, I feel like it's like all these backhanded, like complimental feelings that are abundant. Like, it's like, oh, I support that you're bisexual. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, have you ever had a three-way? Like, would you, or I get my favorite, would you ever really marry a woman? And I'm like, yeah, that's the whole thing about me also liking women, is that I would marry a woman. I would have children with a woman, should I fall in love with a woman. I would have you know, kids with a man if I decided I, you know, wanted to fall in love with a man. And I don't want kids, but I'm just putting this into perspective. But like, it's just so confusing to talk about, because I feel like I'm just constantly like, I got so exhausted from all of the fakeness and backhandedness, where I wouldn't really talk about it. I just felt like I couldn't talk about it. And I finally brought it, I finally told like my coworker the other day I'm bisexual. And I feel like it's like my coworker's only known me for a month, and I felt more accepted by my coworker than I ever have by anybody. And I kind of took a step back the next day and I was like, oh my gosh, like somebody actually accepts me for who I am, and they didn't have like this overly fakeness that other people have. And then I kind of realized, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, people actually do care. And it was like it was the nicest thing, but I just wasn't used to it. Like I was like, oh, like I'm bisexual. And I kind of expected it to be like, I didn't know you were bisexual, but it didn't go like that. And I felt kind of like free at that moment. Like I felt like, wow, there are people out there that are actually going to genuinely accept me. And I'm not saying that my friends don't accept me. It's just like a lot of my male friends are straight, and you know, it's different having a conversation with your straight male friends that you're bisexual. I don't know, just for me it is. And then like, I don't know, I just have felt confused for the longest time, because I also feel like in the media, there's not really a lot of bisexual representation. And I never see that struggle in the media. Like, I don't know who else struggles with their bisexuality. I see a lot of biphobia, and it's just like, okay, but like, can we have a TV show where the character is bisexual, please? Like, I want to see a character on TV struggle with their bisexuality. And one of the things that I've struggled with is I do pass off as a straight person because I do like guys. And I love women. I love women too. But I would love to see a TV show that could portray like some of those struggles, because I felt like it was a struggle for me as a kid, especially growing up in like a Christian household. I'm not saying my mom, you know, disregarded me, because my mom and I are best friends. It was just like the weirdest thing, like, you know, going to Catholic church and it's like, oh, like, they would always talk about a man and a woman marrying, and I'm like, but what? And then I just kind of sat there and I'm like, but what if I want to marry a woman? Because like I might marry a woman. Should I find the person that I love? You know, and it's just never really portrayed on TV. Like, I remember I went to go see this play, and the play is called Straight, and it's about a guy who is gay, but he's going to marry a woman. And I'm not sure what time period it was set in, because I saw the play like 8 years ago, but I just remember kind of feeling frustrated, because I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, finally they're representing a bisexual character. Like, I thought he was struggling with his bisexuality, because like the play was called Straight, and I'm like, oh my god, a bisexual person could totally pass off as straight, so that's like the foreshadow and blah blah blah. And then he was gay at the end, which I wasn't mad about, but I was just like, can we just see one bisexual character, please? And I really want to see a bisexual character like anywhere on TV, like have the main character moment. I would love to see that, because I feel like it's like not, I don't know if I feel validated, and I guess like the only person that could really validate me is me, but it is hard, you know. It's like, especially the three-way question, I'm just like, I'm so fucking over it. Like, I'm not into three ways. I mean, I've had three ways in college, and they're what's the word, overrated. They're so overrated, and I'm like, I would rather find somebody and settle down, whether that be a man or a woman. And I would just love to see more bisexual representation in the media. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I'm watching Stranger Things, so if you guys hear like TV in the background, that is Stranger Things. Yes, I'm rewatching Stranger Things for the 16,000th time, because it's my favorite show. It's my comfort show. And I'm just relentlessly waiting for season 5 to come out. But yeah, that's a little bit of my rant on the bisexual, you know, bisexuality. It's been like, it's been a journey. It's been such a long journey, especially with the biphobic comments, like, and then the plain out, like, you know, homophobic comments too, like, especially with, like, people in my family. They're just like, oh, like, you know, don't go, you know, to the gay bar, they're gonna turn you. And I'm like, do you guys not realize that I'm bisexual? And that nobody needs to try to turn me. I'm the way I am because I am the way I am. Like, I was kind of born this way. Anywho, I hope that, like, I don't want anyone to be able to relate to this because it's a struggle, but I know people can, so that's why I talk about it. Anyway, I'm gonna hop off now and continue watching Stranger Things and eat my Chinese food. Chinese food, oh, it's so good today. I got rice with coconut sauce. It's so good. And these, like, dessert dumplings. It's just so good. Okay, I swear to God, I'm leaving. All right, guys. Have a good night. Toodaloo, bye.